From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama Sunday ordered the U.S. government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran on what was called Adoption Day, the day all parties who signed the nuclear deal in July take the first steps toward implementing it. European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. An Arab armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at a bus station Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier, wounding 10 other people before police shot him dead. Wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through the Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. University of Denver Middle East scholar Jonathan Edelman says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have failed at negotiating.
I think it's a failure of leadership, and it starts on the Palestinian side, of course, with Abu Mazen, who's almost 80 and wants to retire to his house in Amman, Jordan. And on the Israeli side, the feeling that they're isolated after losing out on the Iran deal. And so neither side is really interested right now in compromising.
Yeah, Secretary of State John Kerry will have separate meetings with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders this week. Calm was reported Sunday in the streets of Conakry a day after Guinea's President Alpha Conde won re-election to a second five-year term. Country's election commission says Mr. Conde took nearly 58% of the vote in the October 11th balloting, enough to avoid a runoff with his closest opposition rival. This is VOA News. Human rights